Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Wonderful living God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. We're truly blessed in the name of Jesus to be before you on this day, praise God. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, we recognize, praise God, as the Word of God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And that's as we come forth on today to continue reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. I, Elder David Ambrose Shaw, come by way of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we continue to come forth bringing the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. And we also come forth with the Word of God Friday evening. And on Sundays, praise God, Lady Diane comes forth with an encouraging word of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Please understand, she's began school once again. Praise God. That is so awesome and wonderful knowing that as the word lets us know that we have to continue to increase in knowledge and understanding, praise God. And that understanding and remembrance only comes by way of the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God is God, of God, and we have that Spirit on the inside of us. Just as Lady Diane, Elder, and Minister, we understand that the Spirit of God brings power through the anointing in the name of Jesus, that with that it destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus, that yoke of bondage, that yoke of fear, that yoke of discouragement, that yoke of not knowing. For the Spirit of God has all understanding and remembrance of his word. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we come forth on today once again as I give honor, praise, and glory to our God, Lord Savior Jesus Christ, acknowledging him for being on the throne, for being omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, knowing that he's all-powerful, he's everywhere, and he's all-knowing. Praise God. And we also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, again, as she's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then we also acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlander, who comes with the word. Praise God. Amen. On Friday evening, he does come forth, and he's looking to come back on point. On next week, he began new employment, praise God. And so we're rooting out negativities and all of what we have to bring forth the word. So when he comes, he's coming with the power and the anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank God for him taking time to give him words of encouragement in Jesus' name. Praise God. We continue reading the word of God, and we recognize that God is still on the throne. And we know that we can do all things through Christ, which does give us strength. Amen. And as we come forth, we want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. We come forth in the name of Jesus under the anointing. Hallelujah. As we pause and give God that praise, glory, and honor, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you right now, Lord, we humble ourselves with eyes closed and heads bowed and recognizing you, Father God, for being God all by yourself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and understanding that our commitment, Father God, is what you prefer rather than that of sacrifice. Yet we pray for that commitment to continue to give us strength to press on and move forward to do all of what you would have for us to do. As we remember, Matthew 6:33, you said in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on. Those things of new jobs, those things of financial support, those things of healing relationships, those things of healing a body, health-wise. We know that, Father God, having faith in you, trusting in you, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you. You said you are direct our path. And in that, Lord God, we continue to acknowledge you as being God all by yourself. The oneness that is true in the beginning, they're saying God yesterday, today, and forever. And that's whom we trust and who we rely on and providing us with all of what we have, need, and desire in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for our commitment to continue to bring forth the word of God. We pray for those that are sick and shut in, oh God, those that are having issues or situations with their finances, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that, Lord God, are having situations in their marital problems, Lord God, a relationship. We pray for the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for protection in the name of Jesus for all homes representing you on today, Lord God. We pray for the lost. We pray for the lost and the sick. We pray for those, Father God, that don't know you, have not come to understand you or accept you. We stand in the gap for them, ask for you to heal them and deliver them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you as we continue giving you praise, all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We've been diligently coming forth reading the word of God, and we thank you for all those, praise God, that have been committed with listening and supporting us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. If you desire at any point to share a blessing unto our ministry here, be free to share Shaw David 1968 at gmail.com. Amen. We believe that that's going to be what we use amen, to continue to build the ministry here, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, we thank you. We thank you for continuing to support us, those that are out there in South Korea. God bless you. We see you, those who are out there in Egypt. Amen. We even recognize our listeners there. We thank you for those that are in Tahiti. Oh, God, that's a blessing out there as well. Praise God. And we just thank you for all those in Canada. Praise God. And those in America, Jamaica. Amen. Our listeners that go into our archives and do listen and we record these things. And we thank you as we send our blessings forth to you as well. Once again, praise God. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. You know, there's one thing I want to share is that try not to leave before the miracle happens, because God has a blessing in his word, in Jesus' name. Once again, thank you for your support. Let us go forth as we read out of the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Let us read. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the words of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again these things which we do hear. The blind we see their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers I cleanse, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in him. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out unto the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Or what went ye out for the sea? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, I'm more than a prophet. For this is he to whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thee, faith, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath no risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was far to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. For who, whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market, and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have partook you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John, can either eating or drinking, and I say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a wine bibber, and friend of publicans and sinners. Wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of the mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Who unto thee, Bethsaida? For if the mighty works which are done in you had been done in Tyre, Sidon, then would have repented long ago in sackcloth, in ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto the heaven, shall be brought down to heaven. For the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that this is shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than in the day of judgment than for thee. That time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me and my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he that whosoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto my soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the seventh day. And he said unto them, Have ye not read that David did when he was hungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest? Or have ye not read in the law how that on the seventh days the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known that this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the Gentiles. And the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And when he was departed thence, he went into the synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand with it, and they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day,
Will he not lend hold on it?
I lift it out. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to be well on the Sabbath day. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth.
It was restored whole,
like I the other. The Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from tents, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. He charged them that they should not make known him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. And he shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break. The smoking flax shall he not, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed them, and so much that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow not cast out demons, but of Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I be Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Wherefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he shall spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that is gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Neither make the tree good, and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. A generation of vipers, who can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasures of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men speak they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment, for by their words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and thou shalt no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repent at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah, the queen of the south, shall rise up in the judgment with the generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house from which I came out. And when he came, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother? And who is my brother? And he turned toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brother. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew chapter 13. The same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the sea side, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them and parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell onto good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, Let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Who speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Besides, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to know them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall he be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath and not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see their eyes and their hear their ears and should understand with their heart and should be covered and should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one hear the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the name is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and care of this world, and he deceitfulness has riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some of the hundredfold, 60-fold, and some 30. Another parable cut he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemies came, and he sowed trees among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field, from which then hath tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant shed on him. Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay,
Least when ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable. Put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to the grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it was grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable. Spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without the parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I utter things which have been kept secret from the foundations of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable that the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is a man, son of man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in the field,
in which when a man hath found, he hid, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net
that was cast into the sea and gathered up every kind, which when it was full, they drew them shore and sat down and gathered the good unto the vessel, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and shear the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, have ye understood all these things? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is householder, which
bringeth forth out of his treasures things new and old. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished this parable, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, which hath this man this wisdom and these mighty words? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brother James, and Josh, and Simon, and Judas, and his sister? And they not all with us? Which then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Matthew chapter 13. Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. This has been truly a blessing. Wonderful weekend. God bless you. Be safe. Remember, we love you with the love of God. And God has in the palm of his hand.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. more.